All right, Des, thank you very much indeed. Now, increasing numbers of Airbnbs or short-term lets are not the main cause of a shortage of properties in the rental sector in Ireland. That's according to a new report from the ESRI, which found a strong correlation between the current Airbnb listings and previously recorded holiday homes in rural area. The report, funded by the Department of Housing, comes following a government proposed clampdown on short-term lets that would effectively ban them in areas with populations of over 10,000. Dr. Rachel Slaymaker is research officer with the ESRI. She's come into studio. You're very welcome, Rachel. What did you learn in this study about short-term lets, about their prevalence and about the reasons why owners opt for the Airbnb type model and not longer term tenancies?
Well, what we see in this report is we do see very sizable numbers of short-term lets in particular areas. So especially in tourist hotspots along the west coast of Ireland and also very much in the centre of Dublin and Galway as well. And Airbnb is certainly a very attractive option for many landlords, I think. Properties typically need to be let on average between about 6 and 10 days per month to earn a similar revenue as you would in a month in the rental sector. And we do see sort of very, as I say, very sizable concentrations in specific areas, so that we find at least one Airbnb for every 10 rental sector properties in around 38 local electoral areas across the country. But typically these areas do tend to be those with smaller rental sectors or more moderate sectors across the West Coast, although we do see a very high concentration also right in the centre of Dublin. But what we don't really see is any evidence that the falling numbers of new tenancy registrations in the rental sector, we don't find any relationship between that and increases in the short-term let sector. And in terms of why this is the case, I think the increasing numbers of short-term lets have primarily been in these tourist hotspots. But in these areas, we do see a really high correlation between current short-term let listings and previously recorded holiday homes. So I think it's really important to think about where these properties are actually coming from as to whether they're likely to be having a huge impact in the rental sector in these areas.
And what is the evidence that these homes, these short-term lets as you call them, would not move into the long-term rental sector if conditions were different?
Well, I think this is the sort of the key point to get at. So really the point is that it's likely to be a very different situation across the country. So if we're thinking about properties in the centre of Dublin, for instance, there's likely to be quite a high crossover there between the private rental sector and short-term lets. So we might expect a policy there might have some effect in bringing properties back to the rental sector. But if we're looking in these sort of tourist destinations where these properties, many of them may well never have actually been in the rental sector and may have been holiday homes for a long time or vacant, otherwise vacant, we might not expect the same transfer back towards the private rental sector. And therefore, we need to think carefully about sort of which policies are implemented in which areas.
So are you advocating there then a more tailoring of policies to hit, for example, the Dublin inner city area as opposed to a holiday area in West Cork or Kerry?
Absolutely. And I think this is the importance really of the proposed short-term let register that was spoken about last week, that we have better data on the specific local areas across the country, because it's very much a localised phenomenon and different policy responses will be needed in these
areas. So even in the gathering of your information, you were short on data, were you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're using data here from inside Airbnb, so that's scraped off the website, but that's no use for policymakers really in understanding, kind of having really super accurate data and timely data. And actually really precisely being able to identify.
Can you be sure you're right then in the absence of this sort of precision that you're talking about?
Well, so we know that we know that these properties are being listed on these websites, but the key thing for sort of implementation and enforcement of regulations is we can't identify the specific properties using these data. So they're useful for giving an overall picture of these trends, but they don't allow policymakers and kind of regulators to try and actually sort of really identify these properties and really enforce regulations.
And the planner proposes as well talk about, you know, effectively banning them in areas with populations over 10,000. Is that the way to go?
Well, I mean, I think there's likely to be some tailoring perhaps needed in terms of the different areas. I mean, I think you can look at particular areas, say somewhere like Killarney, I think would have a population above that, but would be a rent pressure zone area, but would also be a very kind of touristy area. So I think there are likely to be sort of particular areas around the country that may need sort of specific tailoring.
So more precision. We're back to what we were talking about earlier, more precision in terms of inner city Dublin or heavy populated areas. Are you saying heavy tourist areas like Killarney, even though it falls above
Yes, I think there are particular areas that will sort of need sort of local knowledge and local tracking of conditions, absolutely, to understand what the best policies are in those areas.
OK, well, thank you very much for coming into us and telling us about your study. That's Dr. Rachel Slaymaker, Research Officer with the ESRI. It's 7:45.